Chazar zegt, Nesha Bach, Chesu Shag, Rebbe Mishum, Sechem Noach, Zdaf, Chof, Gimel. If oil, sag demar, if oil was put into a chatas mincha, Rebbe Yechon says it's posel, Rebbe Yechon says it's kosher, since a chatas mincha is anyway supposed to have some oil rubbed into it. In fact, the posel regarding chatas mincha says that oil should not be put into it, put onto it. If demar, that means that it should not get the amount of oil like the other menachas get. Rebbe Yechon, next to Shlokish, Rebbe Yechon says, if a dry mincha became mixed with a mincha that has oil, it's still allowed to be, it's kosher to be offered. Rebbe Yehuda says, it's not allowed to be offered. Now, presumably, this is talking about a chatas mincha that was mixed with another mincha. And the only reason Tanakhama says it could be offered is because it's oil of it has oil of another carbon, which itself, anyway, is going to be offered on the Mizbeach. And things that go into the Mizbeach are not mevatel each other. This suggests if the chatas mincha had some other oil added to it for itself, it would be possible, even according to Tanakhama. And for tomorrow, the Bryce is not discussing the chatas mincha. It's discussing a case where the mincha accompanying a bull or ram became mixed with the mincha accompanying a lamb, which has more oil per amount of flour. For Ekma, the Braisa first explicitly discusses the menachas that accompany bulls, rams, and lambs, and then discusses dry and oiled minchas. So it can't be referring to the menachas of a bull, ram, and lamb. And for the Braisa first states the case and then gives the reason why the menachas of bulls, rams, and lambs that mix are a problem. It's because those of the bull and the ram are considered to be dry, whereas the mincha of a lamb is considered to be more oily. Fakhnumar Rava asked, if the oil of a kaimis was squeezed out onto the wood and the wood was then burned along with the mincha on the mizbech, is the kaimis considered to be missing oil? Do we say that the attachment of things that are going up the mizbech makes them to be considered like one unit and therefore the kaimis and the oil are still one? Or do we say not? Fakhnumar Ravina asked Ravashi, we can say that this is a subject of machlokes, maybe between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. We have learned that if someone offers a carbon outside the Migdosh, but there's less in the kazayis of meat, but with the bone that's attached to it, there is a kazayis. Rabbi Yechon says he's chayev because things attached to the carbon have the status of the carbon itself. Rish Lakish says he's potter because things attached to the carbon don't have the status of the carbon itself. This seems to be the issue addressed by Rav. And for the Gemara, Rabashi said, the question can be asked according to Rabbi Yechonam because it may be that he only holds that a bone and meat are considered to be attached since they come from the same animal. Oil and flour are not considered to be one unit. The question could also be asked according to Rish Lakish because he may only hold that a bone and meat are not considered to be one unit since the bone is not supposed to be offered along with the meat. However, the oil and flour are supposed to be offered together, and therefore maybe they're considered to be one thing, one attached unit. Or at least over with a teiku. Zok, the next mission, if two menachas became mixed with each other before their kemitzos were taken, if a kemitz can still be taken from each one separately, kosher. If not, posel. If a kemitz became mixed with a mincha that had not yet had its kemitz taken, the mixture should not be offered on the mizbech. If it was offered, the owners of the mincha which had the kemitz taken, they have fulfilled their obligation. The owners of the mincha that did not have the kemitz taken have not fulfilled their obligation. Mishnah ends off. If the kemitz of a mincha became mixed with its shirayim or with shirayim of another mincha, the mixture should not be offered on the mizbech. If it was offered, the owner of the kemitz has fulfilled his obligation. Zok, the Gemara of Chista said, Nevela meat becomes bottled in a larger amount of Shechta meat because the Shechta meat cannot become tummy like Nevela meat, and they therefore are considered to be of unlike kinds. Shechta meat does not become bottled in a larger amount than Nevela meat because Nevela can lose its tummy when it spoils and becomes, in that way, it becomes like the Shechta meat because they're therefore considered to be like kind, which don't become bottled according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanina says, that if the minority can become like the majority, it's not bottle. They're considered to be like kind. But if it can't, it becomes bottle. I mean, he's saying the opposite of what Rav Chista said. According to whose view do they argue? They can't be arguing according to Rabbanim because they say that anything brought on the Mizbech are not mevatel each other, but things of like kind can be mevatel each other. They also can't be arguing according to Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda looks at the physical appearance of the items in the mixture to decide whether they're like kind or not like kind. And in both these cases, the meats in the mixture look the same and therefore would be of like kind. And for Gemara, it's according to Rabbi Chiya, who taught a braisa that says that Nevela meat and Shechta meat are mevatel each other. Who does this anonymous braisa of Rabbi Chiya follow? It can't follow the Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda, because like we just explained before. Mara says it follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds that like kind are not mevatel each other only when it's possible for one to take on the characteristics of the other, in addition to the like physical appearance. Based on this, machlekes above is that Rabbi Chista says we look at the majority in making this determination, Rabbi Chanina says we look at the minority. Maybe we can bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if two menachas became mixed with each other before the kemitzos were taken, if the kemitzos can still be taken from each one separately, kosher. If not, posel. Now, once he takes the kemitz from one, the rest of the mincha becomes shirayim, and it seems that the shirayim would not be mevatel the other mincha in a case where the shirayim is a majority of the mixture. Now, they can't follow the Rabbanon, because they say that only things that are brought onto the mizbech don't become bottle, but like kind things can become bottle, and the shirayim is not brought up on the mizbech, so it should be mevatel. It has to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Hanina, this makes sense because the minority, meaning the mincha from which the kaimus was not yet taken, can become like the majority, meaning the shirayim, when its kaimus is taken, and therefore it's considered to be like kain, which is why it does not become batel. However, according to Rabbi Chista, the majority cannot become like the minority, so they should be considered of unlike kain, and it should become batel. Maybe we should say that our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Chista or Rabbi Chia. And for tomorrow, we can answer based on Rabbi Zeira, who says that there's a Zeira Shava between the kaimitz and the shirayim. The Gzeira Shava teaches that just as one kaimitz is not mevatel another kaimitz, so two shirayim are not mevatel a kaimitz either. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah then said, if a kaimitz becomes mixed with a mincha that had not yet had its kaimitz taken, the mixture should not be offered on the mizbech. If it was offered, the owners of the mincha which had the kaimitz taken have fulfilled their obligation. The other mincha that had not have the kaimitz taken have not fulfilled their obligation. Now, the Mishnah seems to clearly say that the kaimitz does not become batel to the other mincha in the mixture. This can't follow the Rabbanon, because they say that only things that are brought up on the mizbech don't become bottle, but like kind things can become bottle, and the mincha whose kaimitz was not yet taken is not brought up on the mizbech, so it should be mevatel. So it must follow Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rav Chista, this makes sense because the majority, which means the mincha from which the kaimitz was not yet taken, can become like the minority, the kaimitz, because each part can be taken as the kaimitz, and therefore it's considered to be of like kind, which is why it does not become batel. However, according to Rav Chanina, the minority cannot become like the majority, and so they should be considered of unlike kind, and it should become batel. Over here, also, we can answer based on Rabbi Zeira. Fact, the Mara's mission then said, if the kaimitz of a mincha became mixed with its shirayim or with the shirayim of another mincha, the mixture should not be offered on the mizbeach. If it was offered, the owner of the kaimitz has fulfilled his obligation. Now, in this case, the majority, meaning the shirayim, cannot become like the minority of the kaimitz, or vice versa. So they should be considered like unlike kinds and should become batel. So why does the mishnah say that they don't? They can't follow the view of the rabbanon, like we said before, and it can't follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda according to either shita of what he holds. And the gemara Zera says Zera Shava between the kaimitz and the shirayim. The Zera Shava teaches just like a kaimitz. Is not mevat, one kaimitz is not mevatel another kaimitz, so two shirayim are not mevatel a kaimitz. In fact, the Gemara Braisa says if spices are added to matzah, and the matzah is kosher, but it's called spiced matzah. The Gemara assumes that this even refers to a case where there was enough spices that the spices became the majority of the mixture. Now, according to Rav Chanina, this makes sense because the minority, the matzah, can become like the majority of the spices, because when the matzah spoils, it will lose the status of matzah and will in that way be like the spices. Therefore, they're considered to be of like kind, which is why it does not become batel. However, according to Rav Chista, since the spices cannot become like the matzah, it should be considered a mixture of unlike kinds, and therefore it should become batel. And for the Gemara, the case of the brisa is where the matzah is the majority, and that's why it does not become batel. The brisa suggests that this is the case we're talking about, because it says that the mixture is called spiced matzah, referring to the mixture as a type of matzah, which suggests that the matzah is the majority. Shema minho.